What keeps us from thinking about heaven? Real quickly, I've written them down for you. Beware of the big five. These are the worms that spoil the fruit. Have you ever gone out and picked apples or peaches or something and you haven't, you know, processed them or cleaned them or canned them or whatever you do, and you leave them too long sitting, and all of a sudden there's this swarm of fruit flies or there are some kind of bugs crawling on them, or you cut open the apple, there's a worm. What are the worms that spoil the fruit of expecting to be with our Creator and Guardian Designer, all these wonderful things? What would keep us from that? Number one, a desire for comfort and convenience. Did you know that there's a lust for comforts and convenience, that people won't do things that aren't comfortable? As a pastor for decades, I knew that whenever it snowed or rained, the congregation would be down by about 20%. And the harder the rain, the more people wouldn't come. Why? Because it's very, very uncomfortable to walk through the rain. It's very inconvenient, especially if you have to walk very far in the parking lot. Yet I've seen pictures of football games and all types of athletic, and parents at soccer games where it's pouring rain and they're standing there under their umbrella. They wouldn't miss 1 minute. Beware of the worm of comfort and convenience or recognition. What's recognition? People don't want to do anything for the Lord unless someone thanks them for it. Or security. Did you know it's very insecure to serve the Lord? The Lord says, they hated me, they're going to hate you. If you want to serve the Lord, it's very insecure. In fact, the neediest parts of the earth are the most dangerous parts of the earth. And if you really want to serve the Lord, watch out for living for comfort, recognition, and security. The fourth one, this one, this is what I see more and more now than ever before. Exceptionism. You know what that means? We hear teaching from the Bible and we think, yeah, that verse applies to them. Uh-huh. That applies to them. In fact, I can think of three people need to hear that. And we think it applies to everybody except me. That God understands that I have needs or I have weaknesses or whatever, and so I can't obey Him, but they need to. Exceptionism totally ruins our desire for heaven. And then pride. Pride is me with unmortified pockets of pride. It's comparing my sin with other sin and saying mine's not as bad, and I am at the center of everything. Well, the bottom line, Jesus said in Matthew 25:23, is our goal in life is to hear what Jesus said here. Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your master. Our goal in life is to hear as well done. Is that your goal in life? Is that your hope? Is that what motivates you? When I woke up this morning, the first thing I thought of, actually, I can't believe, when I woke up, I had a hymn on my mind. I was listening to Sunday service yesterday. I heard John MacArthur say that he, probably the most recurring thing in his mind are great hymns. So I went to sleep last night thinking of all the great hymns I know the words to, and one of them was still playing in my mind this morning. And I think about his well done. Is that what's playing in your mind? When my life's work has ended and I cross the to the other side, oh, I want to see my Savior first of all and hear his well done. Will you hear Christ's well done? Early believers thought much of heaven. Graham Scroggie, the great commentator, said, not without reason did the early church study Revelation, because they so wanted to do what he said to do, to be ready for when he came. What do we need to do? We need to fall in love with Jesus all over again. When the Bible opens in Genesis, we find ourselves transported to the Garden of Eden. When the Bible closes in Revelation 22, we look forward to the fringes of eternity, paradise that exceeds anything we could ever imagine, absolute breathtaking beauty. And that's the one who created us, who's walked us through life, who designed every part of our life, who's been our guide, that we followed as our friend, who completes us and unchangingly protects us as Almighty God.